Governor Parnell spent the early part of Wednesday morning meeting with members of the Wrangell Assembly. Wrangell, like other municipalities in the state, was looking to get their local projects on the capital budget before Parnell and his staff have to submit a budget proposal to the state legislature on December 15th. The biggest project on the list was the creation of an AKBC intertie. Parnell says it was positive to hear how Wrangell has taken the lead in trying to unite other Southeast communities together in bringing hydropower to the region. He says he believes the creation of the intertie will be up to the communities.
It's going to have to be driven by the communities, and I have the Alaska Energy Authority working with communities to establish these priorities, and we will be funding them incrementally over time as it makes sense and as the communities want them.
Parnell says his administration is committed to bringing abundant, affordable energy to Southeast Alaska. He says on the road to creating the intertie, Alaska will need to be on the same page with its Canadian counterparts.
I would just like to give a big round of applause for the Governor Sean Parnell.
After meeting with the assembly, it was off to Stikine Middle School where he spoke with students about its proposed scholarship program. Under the program, Alaska high school seniors would receive financial aid to any in-state university depending on the curriculum and grade point average. Parnell alluded to his upbringing when talking about the program. He says after spending a few months in Washington, D.C., he realized that he didn't need 200 years of family history and aristocratic ties in order to succeed in the world.
I come from working-class parents and didn't have money. But I look back and I saw Alaska as a land of opportunity, a place where if you're willing to work hard, if you're willing to think about your future and about and care about it and you care about the people that you're with, you can make your way here. And that's been so true in my life.
And that was his basis for the program. Under the scholarship program, Alaska students would be required to take 4 years of math, science, and language arts and 3 years of social studies. A student with an A average would receive full tuition from the state to any Alaska university. A student with a B average would receive 75% tuition, and a C-plus student would receive 50% tuition. Parnell says funds for the program would be sustainable over a 30-year period.
We'll take $400 million of savings or surplus, because we're going to have surplus funds this year. We'll draw a fence around it, and we're going to use the interest and earnings off that account. So 30 years from now, we'll still have that $400 million, but we'll have a better educated, better trained workforce.
Parnell says he will file for legislation for the program in January. He says he hopes to have the program in place by the end of the legislative session. After discussing the program, Governor Parnell fielded questions from students and had lunch with them afterwards in the Wrangell High School Commons area. Wrangell was just the second stop on Parnell's Southeast trip. The governor was in Ketchikan Tuesday, where he spoke at a local Chamber of Commerce luncheon, met with local leaders, and attended the rollout of a new marine service station for the Chevron Oil Company. Parnell's trip ended Wednesday afternoon when he went to Petersburg to meet with their Chamber of Commerce and spoke at Petersburg High School. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.